a lot of WNBA stars like Brittany Griner will go to Russia to play during the offseason where they can make more money than they would playing here in America. However, there are many stars that are no longer going to be playing in Russia to make that money. What do you think about this development?
I think the NBA need to treat the WNBA like the partner that it is and influx the money into that game so that, let me modify what Stewie said. Not that nobody's going there until Griner's home, so that they don't have to go overseas to play because they're making enough money in the WNBA. Well, that's not the issue. The reason why Brittany Griner's going to Russia ain't because she's trying to go lay on the beach. She going over there to make a living, to play basketball. And imagine, the best players in the game, almost like early NBA. Remember early NBA players in the 70s and early 80s, they need to have a second job because the league wasn't paying them enough. That's what this reminds me of. If they started getting more money from the WNBA, it wouldn't require them to go overseas to play.
The travel accommodations and the salaries in the WNBA absolutely need to change. And it's inevitable. It will change. It just needs to change now. They have basketball-related income is what they call it in the NBA. And they split it. They split it between the governors and the players. And some of that basketball-related income needs to go to WNBA players as well.
Thank you for watching.
It's about time they're talking about this shit. Kobe was going to do something with WNBA before they murdered him. That's my opinion. It never made sense that the WNBA wasn't on national television on prime time showing up, showing out like NBA was. It just didn't make sense. Women wanted to play basketball. Don't give a damn what's going on behind the scenes with their private lives, who they want to be, all this shit, yada, yada. They weren't trying to be a part of the NBA. They didn't say, let's tear down the NBA and y'all add women. We want to play with y'all. No, they created their own shit. So why is it that Britney has to be over in Russia suffering like this, and they talking about this now? Telling you, she's a trendsetter. She's going to be the person that is sacrificing herself, and I'm pretty sure unwillingly, because she already sacrificed herself for her family. She had to provide for her wife, so. Which y'all think she just gonna sit there and look at the walls until the next season for WNBA comes along? No, she gotta go out and get paid. Russia was offering up that money, so why not? There's plenty of black Americans that go and travel the world. So what makes Britney different? Nothing. She been going back and forth. I heard one video I was watching. They said she had been going back and forth to Russia for 6 years. I think it was during her court appearance. And she went back and forth to Russia for 6 fucking years. And they just now talking about some paraphernalia. Like, come on now. Seriously, you know this happened because of what Russia is doing to the Ukraine and how the United. You know all that shit is. You know all that shit is related. So the main thing we need to do is figure out how we can be constructive on getting Britney home. I would like to see her home this year, if not early next year. But this year, I'm really trying to put that vibe out there, that energy. Because the new year comes, the longer we sit, the longer she's over there, the worse it's going to be for her. They're doing a lot of weird shit to people that are in prison right now. But they've been doing a lot of weird shit. But she's an American. She's over there and she's black. Like, that's a triple threat to these people. It's absolutely disgusting to see that she is still sitting over there. But what can you expect with the global system of white supremacy racism? You can't really expect too much from that, can you? But I know my people are going to rise up. Y'all going to help her. Y'all going to go get her. I see that Dennis Rodman tried to go get her. But the United States stopped him. They said he changed his mind in the headline. But actually the United States stopped him and told him don't go. So now Biden meets with the families of Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. They're trying to get a white man out with Brittany Griner. I don't know who that white man is. But it doesn't make sense because she deserves to come home. And I don't know. Let me play this news story. It was
Are you for the done 3 days for ago. Rape and incest?
You know, it's election season, so they playing all these slanderous videos and shit.
So the president had a long session with Elizabeth Whelan and then with Sherelle Griner, Brittany Griner's wife. And they were both very practical, detailed discussions about what the United States is doing to try to secure the release of Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner, what the family members can do to raise the profile of these cases and also to try to rally the world to send a clear message to Moscow that it is time to end the unjust detention of these two individuals. And then the president, of course, took the opportunity just to express his empathy, to comfort them, to make clear that any time they needed to pick up the phone and call just to talk about it, he would be available. And it, in that sense, it was President Biden in a way that you've seen him in many other contexts. And it was really important for him to be able to look into the eyes of
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. We're not falling for that. You know, I'm gonna put myself really quickly. If this was happening to me, I don't want your fucking number. I want my loved one home. I don't want your comfort. I don't want your words of sympathy. I don't want none of that shit. I want my loved one home. What are you going to do to get them home, Mr. President of the United States? What's happening? What's your plan? What is your goal? What's your end game to getting my loved one home? These families need to get some legal counsel on the United States' ass. I don't know what the protocol is or how you do these things, but there needs to be some lawyers on deck concerning this situation right here. Because I don't know who the other gentleman is that they're trying to get released with Brittany. I don't even know who he is or why he's over there. But if he was over there longer than her, how come, you know what? The situation is here in front of us. The United States needs to get off their ass. They have no problem with sending money to other countries. What is the issue when we're talking about negotiating, getting our Americans back on the soil. We have passports for a reason. We have relationships with other countries for different reasons. People go and visit those countries or go and work in those countries for whatever reason. But when shit hits the fan, you have a U.S. embassy in every, all over the world. So what's the issue? Where's the ambassador for Russia? Where's the American ambassador for Russia? Where the fuck is everybody? Yeah, sure. This isn't the first time that a prisoner has been taken and captured. That's American over in Russia. It's not the first time. And we probably have plenty more prisoners over there. But my thing is that we so quick to help somebody else, but when it comes to our own people, we drag our feet. You have all the sympathy and you can, you know, we can call you and whine and cry about how upset you are. But meanwhile, your loved one is a sacrifice over there because the United States don't want to get up off their ass. Utilize the resources that are available. Don't be afraid to go and start dialing numbers and figuring out how you can get your loved one home. Because the United States is not concerned with it. They're not concerned with it. And this is food for thought for those of us that want to go and travel to other countries, especially Europe. Start making connections over there. Know where the U.S. Embassy is. Know what your rights are. Study what their rules are. If I were you, I wouldn't go over there with nothing but a few change of clothes. I wouldn't go over there with no deodorant. Well, I go over there with some deodorant. Go over there with some deodorant. The very minimal. I wouldn't go over there with no shampoo. I wouldn't go over there with no toothpaste. I go over there with a toothbrush. And get what you got to get on the plane. Or many different things you can use as toothpaste now. Get you some charcoal. Some real charcoal. I mean, you got to be prepared for anything when you go over there. You leave the United States, you got to be prepared for anything. These people are not playing with us. And I'm shocked that the LGBTQ community is not rising up against this. Like, they're not. No, what? Where are the athletes at? Why aren't y'all making phone calls to get her back home? Why aren't y'all on TV? Why aren't you putting pressure on the United States government to do their job and get her back home? Like, what is? What are y'all statuses for? What are you high profile for? What are you popular for? Where is it? I'm going to just let y'all finish listening to this bullshit.
Reinforce his own commitment to making sure that we get them home as rapidly as possible. Fundamentally, the United States, at the direction of the president, has been prepared to take significant steps in order to secure the release of Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. We have communicated that to the Russians. We've had direct discussions with the Russians on it on a regular basis over the course of the past few months. Those conversations are continuing. I won't say more from this podium about the precise details and nature of them so I can protect the possibility that they will succeed. But the bottom line is that President Biden is prepared to take hard decisions to get them home. The Russians understand what we are prepared to do. And from our perspective, it really is up to Moscow itself to then take the hard decision to actually move forward with this. And we will continue to keep you posted as things develop and as those conversations continue at multiple levels, including through channels between the White House and the Kremlin.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So they working on it. See if I can find some more videos. Everything is months and years ago. These niggas still going on for lag, grinning and cheesing. Oh my God. Well, you can't stop folks from doing what they want to do. But some people have to learn the hard way. I had to learn the hard way about a lot of things in my life. You know, so I can't be hard on folks who do the same. Like to learn the hard way. Let me see. Yeah, I don't see anything else. Oh, Sister Joe Biden meeting with the family. What you meeting with? They don't want to look at you. They want to look at their loved ones. I don't understand. I do understand it, but it's just ridiculous. So I hope Brittany Griner comes home soon. Wish her a safe return. I hope that people are in the background doing everything that they can to get her out of there. Paul Whelan and his family. I don't know this man. I don't know anything about him. But let's just hope whatever they're doing that it's the right thing. Because I don't know Paul Whelan's situation. I don't know why he's over there. So, maybe I should look that up. But until next time, my awesome and wonderful listeners, I appreciate you guys. Take care.